Hello, listeners. We're back again. Nick Elliott Podcast Show. And I'm joined once again by the radio presenting legend that is Chris Moore. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you, my friend?
I'm surviving, you know. I've still got the bad back.
Are you still got it?
Still got it. I'm still bent double.
Really?
Which is not a good place to be.
Not at all.
No, but there we are.
They hang around for a long time.
Well, once you weaken them, they do.
It's a bit like a Tory government. You know, not very welcome.
Be political. Oh, vegetable rights, man.
Something like that.
Lentils rise.
Yeah. Young ones.
Yeah. That's a character who I'd like to be. Neil.
Would you really?
Yeah, the hippie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was so cool.
Really?
Yeah, I liked him. Who would you have been then?
I think I'm more Viv.
He was the punk, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was quite cool. But I like the hippie bloke. He was so downtrodden, wasn't he?
Mm.
Bless his cotton socks.
Good programme, though. Yeah,
very funny.
Yeah, they were funny. Anyway, how you been? Anyway. Tell us about your week. What have you been doing?
I've been doing a bit of writing, Nick.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm a bit of an author on the quiet.
You are indeed.
Yeah, so I do a bit of writing, keep myself out of that trouble, play some music on my system there.
Yeah.
And have a general good time.
Have you been getting on with this kind of strange weather vibe going on?
Oh, I don't understand what's going on, Nick. It's weird, isn't it? You know, we get some strange unseasonal hot weather, and then we get a downpour, and then we get, I don't know what. What's happened to the seasons?
I don't really know, to
They're
be honest.
They're a good band.
Yeah. What, the four of them?
The four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my first joke of the evening.
Indeed.
Good one, wasn't it?
It was. No, I don't know what's happening, really. It's a little weird for me. I do like the seasons, autumn, winter and all that kind of stuff, although I'm a wickedly disliker of cold.
You're a what of cold?
A wickedly disliker.
A wickedly disliker.
Mm, I wickedly dislike
you
it.
You dislike cold?
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No.
Not
can't be doing with that, man.
No.
Not good.
No.
But anyway, just talking about what you've been doing with your week, really. Something that kind of came to my attention,
yeah,
which I have a very strong view on, and I can't think of a better person to have on the show and talk about it, is the demise of local radio, or should I say local BBC radio. So BBC Lincolnshire, BBC Cambridge, Norfolk, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, what the BBC are doing, which we all know, have destroyed possibly the best broadcasting company on the planet at one time. And they're really set on destroying the thing, both TV and radio. And recently, over the last couple of months, they've been having their traditional kind of sort out of regional radio for BBC Radio Norfolk.
Mm.
And they've basically got rid of all the really, you know, kind of long-termers, the true professionals of the trade, not only on TV, but the radio. And a guy actually left BBC TV last Friday. A legendary presenter, TV more so than radio, was a guy called Mike Liggins. And they made a bit of a much as they were allowed to on BBC Radio Norfolk on the show throughout the Friday that Mike was going, and he was a total legend and the rest of it. But I think he's been on there 35 years.
Wow.
You know, you often see him on TV on your kind of regional programmes, 6 o'clock onwards, you know, which I always was a fan when I used to watch the TV. I did like regional programmes. I like magazine shows that kind of are informative. Mm. And they've done the same on radio, you know, so they've done away with your local presenters. The thing is broadcast, in the case of BBC Radio Norfolk, from the Forum, which is where we had the premiere for Story So Far in Norwich. And there, a lot of the people are actually born and bred in Norfolk. The broadcasters, the presenters, producers, we're all kind of Norfolk-based people. And now they're doing this central broadcasting shows that are hosted by whoever. And I'm not too sure even where they broadcast them from. But, you know, you have kind of what they call community stories. And you're getting people kind of ring in from St Albans and, you know, bloody Hastings and all this kind of stuff.
I like Hastings.
Well, yeah, but they call this local radio.
Yeah, I know.
Well, since when has Hastings been local to Norwich, for Christ's sakes?
No. I get what you're saying, Nick. And as you probably know, I have a history of community radio. And I think the same thing is happening, albeit a little bit later, within the realms of community radio.
Well, I was very interested to get your view because you've been, I mean, excuse me, I know you and me have done shows together, but I'm not a radio presenter. You know, you are a very, very good one.
That's very kind of you.
No. You're a very good one. And some of the Chris Moore shows and that were absolutely excellent. They really were must-listen to radio.
Bless you.
And so I'm very interested to hear what your view is about this. How long have you been on the radio, Chris? Tell us that first.
I suppose it goes back to my university days, and I was on student radio, you know, which is a bit of a joke because you just turned up if you felt like it or if you was capable of playing a few records,
right?
You would do it, you know, very haphazard. But I suppose about 20 years now.
I've been
involved with hospital radio, community radio.
You've done quite a lot, haven't you?
I've done quite a bit, and I've enjoyed every second of it. I really have. But your argument about what's happening to the local BBC is an alarming thing, in as much as it's being taken over now. How can I put it? Local radio for the BBC came in a little bit after the pirates, really.
Right, okay.
After they came in. And it was designed, whatever you want to call it, to broadcast to the local area, and it made sense. But as within the commercial sector, the big companies are coming in, and within the BBC, what's happening is that they can't actually justify a local network anymore.
Right.
So it's going to be gobbled up into a big system.
Yeah.
Hence your broadcast from Hastings and wherever you mentioned. Yeah. It's a sad thing. I think local radio's got a lot to go for it.
Well, I think also another issue is, Chris, and I mean, I don't know this for certain, but I'm quite prepared to believe it, knowing this country as I do, that a lot of it is that these, we would say, lifers, are older presenters that had been, take Mike Liggins, that had been there for 35 years, was on a certain commercial contract with the BBC, of which, you know, was probably worth a lot more money than you would get it now if you was a new person coming into that presenting role. And what they're doing is they're shipping out the older people and they're bringing in these younger people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of them are quite good, but they're unknowns. Where they're actually coming from, I don't know. I would imagine, you know, the mass university exodus of this country, you know, these people, they're picking them out and they're signing into a lot cheaper contracts than the likes of the older presenters are.
Yeah.
So they're getting paid less money for doing a similar job, we'll say.
Yeah.
But without the personality, I think, in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. Counter-argument, of course, is, Nick, that all things must pass.
Right.
You know, and in the end, your great radio legends, like we've been talking about them, with Steve Wright and all the rest of them,
yep,
their time must come. It must.
Yeah.
However, I agree what you're saying. There's two things going on here. There's the fact that you've got these youngsters coming in who must be given the chance.
I agree with that.
But something that really bothers me is the celebrity status DJ, which bothers me intensely.
Right.
So the Graham Nortons of this world.
Yeah.
He is not a radio presenter.
No, he knows jack shit about music, does he?
He knows nothing, but he's a personality.
Yeah.
And you can name lots and lots of others, you know, who have come off the TV, they go straight into the world of radio, and because they got a name, they're there.
Mm.
Michael Ball is another one.
Mind you, he's a class act on, you know, in his musical career and stage and everything else, isn't he? So, I mean, the guy does know what he's doing and what he's on about.
He knows what he's doing, Yeah, but he's not a radio presenter.
No, I agree with that.
And I think that's what's going on. You know, local radio is going to be gored up, Nick. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big follower and a big fan of community spirit, period. Mm. I think that's obviously from the generation I was born and bred in. And I mean, you've worked extensively on community radio, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
How many years did you do that?
Must have been at least 16.
Really, 16 that long?
16 years, yeah.
So what's your view on community radio? How do you feel about that?
I'm a very strong advocate of the role of community radio. But taken as a national perspective, I can see it is also going to be a victim of the big companies coming in and just gobbling them up.
Do you think that?
I think that's going to happen, Nick.
Because, I mean, you do a radio show, don't you? Is it a weekly, forgive me?
I do a Sunday show on an internet radio station. I'll give the plug out. It's yep. XO Radio.
Okay.
And I do that on a Sunday morning. Other than that, though, you know, I know nothing much more about it. You know, I know that it's an internet radio station. Good one. Plays good music.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing it. But how long it will last, I don't know.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
With that particular, if we wanted to listen to the Chris Moore show on a Sunday morning, we have to exit that via the internet.
You have to go on the internet.
Yeah. Okay.
So you go to XO Radio. It sounds like a terrible plug, Nick. XO Radio, and it will come up.
Right.
And then you follow the links, you know, listen live, that sort
right.
of thing. And I do a Sunday morning show. It's called the Sunday Service, which plays on the title that I've adopted or was given, the Reverend,
yeah.
you see. So it plays along that line.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of 60s to 90s music.
Right.
Which is the remit of the station.
And you select your own playlist,
don't
you?
I select my own playlist. I could let the computer do it. If I wanted to.
Yeah, well, that's nonsense, isn't it?
I could sit there and I'd say...
That's big time nonsense.
No, I will get the playlist comes up to me, you know, on my computer here, and I'll look at it. Do I want that track? No. Do I want that track? No. No, I'll have this.
Yeah.
And so I personalise it to my feeling at the time. You know?
And this has obviously got jingles, and it's obviously got you know, intros where you introduce the tracks,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, it's all done from here. It's all done from the Moore Studios.
Yeah, I know that you do broadcast it from here.
Yeah, so I record it on a Friday morning generally.
Right.
Goes out on a Sunday.
Right.
You know, but yeah, all the jingles are there. It's like community radio, but it's internet radio.
Do you feel that this has a personality or not?
What, the radio station?
Your show, the Chris Moore show.
I would like to think it does. How do I know, Nick? How do I know? I present it in my own way. So there are funny bits, there are serious bits, there are interesting little chats, you know. I'm not formatted in any way, apart from I must play the ads at a certain time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But other than that, I do my own thing with it. So I think it's a good thing.
So you think that you can, I mean, again, I know about certainly the shows we did together, which were bloody great.
We must do them again, you know.
That would be great. That would be great.
Whatever happened to Deep Red Radio, Nick?
That kind of, we decided to fold that up.
All right.
Basically because my wife, who was a partner.
All right.
I didn't like her anymore.
No.
So we shut the whole thing down.
Right, right.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Not wanting to dwell on that.
No.
Load of shit.
That's parcel.
I mean, you know, certainly when you did the 60s, the Chris Moore 60s show.
Oh, I love that.
Which was absolutely wonderful, wasn't it? Was that on Endeavour?
That was on Endeavour, and that used to go out on a Sunday morning as well. And I loved that show. Absolutely loved it.
And that broadcasted from Boston, didn't it?
That was a community radio, so you could get it online as well, but basically it was for Boston.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was the kind of the spread range on that?
Do you mean how far did the signal go?
Yeah.
It would go about 15 miles.
Right, okay.
On a radio.
Okay.
But of course, on the internet, it would go anywhere you wanted.
Yeah,
of course.
Because, I mean, that really, for anybody who Possibly, because it's a while since you've done it now, because it came off air, didn't it?
No, Endeavour's still going.
Yeah, but...
That's another story.
Yeah, yeah, of course it is, yeah, of course it is.
Which we're going to a
creative differences.
Yes, yes, creative. If you're listening, Dylan.
Yeah, you bastard.
I love you, Dylan, I love you. I want your babies.
But it was an excellent show, was it? You did, the whole thing was themed very much around that period, yes, as well, yes, wasn't it? The jingles, yep, everything. The links.
I had some fantastic jingle. Emperor Roscoe,
yeah,
how great. He recorded for me a specific jingle.
Did he really?
I've got two. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, what sort of celeb would do that these days?
Bugger me, I didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was a massive fan in the day.
Oh, do you remember him on Roscoe. Radio 1?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Oh, crikey, he was brilliant. And he's still brilliant.
Did he die recently?
I don't think so. I think he's alive and kicking.
Is he?
I think so. Broadcast in America.
Does he really?
And he has a show syndicated, go out on Radio Caroline, which is not a pirate anymore. They broadcast from Maidstone.
No. I did an interview on Caroline, a couple of interviews on Caroline. That was a bit of a kind of a mark of the bedpost for me, because
yeah,
Caroline was always a big part of my radio
as well.
Growing up.
Yeah, I used to love sort of lying in the bath, you know, as you do, Nick.
Yeah.
Lying in the bath. And Radio Caroline is playing, and you could flick between Radio Caroline North, Radio Caroline South, and I think they called it something, some other Radio Caroline, but I used to love it. Absolutely love it. The sound of the music play, you can imagine the boat going up and down in the
water. Yeah, great.
The needles slipping across.
Brilliant
the,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was on Caroline in the day?
Do you mean presenters?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I did, I think it was two or three interviews on there with the legend that was Tony Christian. Do you remember Tony Christian?
Yes, I do. Mm. He went to Luxembourg, didn't he?
Does he? Yeah. Or he came from Luxembourg to Caroline and then went back. But
yeah. Mm. Oh, they had Simon D.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Caroline.
D Time. Do you remember that Saturday night?
Yep, D Time. Yeah.
Goodness.
He was a good broadcaster. Tony Blackburn started there.
He did.
Can you believe that?
He did. Yeah, not that I like his style of or taste in music, because he's a Motown guy, isn't he?
He is, definitely.
Which, no, that makes me crimp twitch. but fantastic presenter.
Oh, there were loads of them. Those are the big names.
Yeah.
Like Pete Murray.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember Pete.
DLT.
Yeah. No, he did die the other week, Pete Murray.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, right.
I saw a post on Facelut, I think it was.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that he was toast.
He's gone to meet the DJ in the sky.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting stuff. You know, I have a strong feeling about radio and its power and its impact. And if I feel that it's being disempowered in some way, along the lines that you're saying, I don't like it, Nick.
No, I don't. I mean, for me, it doesn't work at all. And I mean, obviously, the kind of go-to station for most people, I think, is probably Radio 2. Of which I do dabble occasionally, well, Sundays mostly, mostly driven by sounds of the 70s, to be honest. But I do, and I am a big fan of local radio. I think that it's necessary. I really do. I think it pulls communities together, it pulls people together. And certainly, it bridges that gap, I think, Chris, of loneliness. For a lot of people, you know, where they can pick up the phone, or now we can WhatsApp in, you know, and give you comments about, you know, your doctor's surgery is not cutting it, you know,
exactly.
or whatever it is. And I think that kind of thing's important. Do you not think, do you think community radio could fill that space?
I think it could. I think it should. But do I think it will? I'm not convinced.
Why?
Because I think it's under threat, Nick. You know, who nowadays listens on a regular basis to the radio? It's basically the sort of stuff you're doing now, which is podcasts and other avenues. People rarely settle down to a radio show these days.
No.
Might have it on in the background.
Yeah.
Might well do. Nothing wrong with that. But broadcasting's moving on. You know, and now you get to the stage where people don't subscribe to having a set programme at a set time. Take TV, for example. Who tunes in at 7 o'clock for a programme or 8 o'clock a programme where you can watch it on repeat or God knows when?
Yeah.
You know, people adjust their listening or viewing habits to their situation.
Do you think that's a society thing? Yeah. Or you do?
I think it's a like a consumerism thing. You know, people think, I'll have this when I want it, not when it's there. I'll have it when I want it.
Don't you think, though, that takes away something? I mean, it takes away, certainly, and what springs to mind here is Christmas. Because, and again, this was a conversation that I was hearing on the radio a couple of months ago about the Radio Times.
Mm.
The Radio Times still publishes.
Yes, it does.
And people still buy it.
Yeah.
How many people buy it, I can't remember how many they told me. But, I mean, wasn't that a big gig? Oh. It certainly was at my family home.
At Christmas.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was big.
It used to come through, you know, get to December, well, get through the first 2 weeks, and then comes the Christmas special for the Radio Times, which took you through the Christmas period. And it was a game of how long would the cover stay on in our house.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it basically pulled away from the staples.
Okay.
And that was that.
Yep.
But everyone would sort of highlight their programme, one colour for me, one colour for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a big deal,
wasn't
it?
There was a clash, you had to work out who had priority.
Yeah.
You know, it was good stuff.
Don't you think, though, that with TV and radio on demand, but certainly TV, that kind of excitement, that kind of thing that all made part of Christmas, has gone.
It's gone. It's totally gone. It's totally gone, Nick. Yeah.
You know,
Christmas night, you will settle down to Morgan Wise.
It's got it. It got to be, hasn't it?
It had to be.
Always.
And they got viewing figures out of this world. You know, incredible.
Yeah, 28 million, I think.
Yeah, easily. Last Christmas special. Basically one in three in the population.
All right, admittedly, there was only five or two. At that time, the big three stations?
Yeah, three.
Yeah, probably three channels.
ITV, BBC, BBC One, two, yeah.
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 So you hadn't got a lot of choice, but equally as much, where Morecambe and Wise are concerned, did you need a lot of choice?
No, because there was no competition.
No comparison.
No. They were just so fantastic.
Yeah.
And other things that would happen at Christmas, like I don't know about in your household, and it still happens, but the Queen's broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Now the King's.
Yeah.
You know.
Will this be his first gig?
I don't know, Nick. I can't remember.
Did he do one last year?
Did he do one last year? You know, you caught me there on the spot. That's terrible.
I don't know whether he did.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he must have done.
Yeah, because thinking back on it.
Yeah, she passed last year, didn't she? Yeah. He would have done something.
But that was a thing in times gone by, wasn't it? Everything stopped for that.
We didn't bother with that a lot.
You didn't bother with it?
No.
Right.
I mean, I know people that did and still do. Yeah. It's, you know, they want to listen to what these yo-yos have got to say.
Oh, yes.
We never really... It wasn't a stop, you know, a deal-breaker, not for us. Not our family home, no. But it's all part of what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heart, soul, it gives something in the country and certainly to the event of Christmas, doesn't it? I mean, you imagine sitting down watching something on iPlayer at bloody Christmas. That ain't going to work, is it?
It's not going to work, is it?
Not at all. No. It's got to be live.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's got to be live. I think so.
Well, I remember, this is going back away, but people like Noel Edmonds used to do a Christmas morning.
Bloody great, that was.
They were great.
Yeah, around the hospitals.
They were done from hospitals. Mm. And what a more joyous thing can you have than a little kid being surprised.
Oh, totally, man.
And that was the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's seriously, seriously
now,
bloody
valuable. I haven't even got a satellite dish, but I've got a free, like we all have free view.
Yeah.
You can push your about 200 channels.
Yeah.
None of it's worth watching.
No, 199 is dog shit.
Yeah, it's nothing worth that.
Yeah. Cooking and that type of nonsense and American soaps or whatever they call them.
Jewelry channels.
Oh, are you?
Not that I watch them, Nick.
No.
I wouldn't know.
Well, no, I couldn't have even told you they're on there, to be honest, Chris.
Yeah, they're there, Nick. I know that.
You know, some ponce in a bad suit with a spray tan, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, getting back to your original point, local radio is sadly in a state of diminution, I believe.
Do you listen to radio?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do, because I like to listen to it from a, well, I can't say I'm professional, so I never was professional, but from that point of view, I like listening to it critically.
Right, okay.
So I will listen to different shows and a particular the style of the presenter.
Right.
And I'll say, right, if I was doing that, I would do it a little bit different, or, yeah, you got that spot on.
So you don't listen to it for the playlist then?
No, not particularly.
No.
Because I can superimpose my own playlist on it.
Okay, got
so
it.
So I'm listening to the presenting skills, you know, and what that person's offering. But when it comes to people, yeah, you know, I've got nothing against these presenters doing it, these TV people, but they're just not radio guys.
No.
They're not.
No.
You know, they're there because it's their name, like Alan Carr, bless him. He's not a radio presenter.
Oh dear, that guy's worrying, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, dear oh me.
Yeah.
It is. I don't know what that
the
guy's about.
The days of the radio celebs have gone.
Yeah, they are.
You know, the Roscoes of this world. Yeah. You know.
It's a real bloody sadness. It is, seriously.
Yeah. John Peel was probably one of my favourites.
Yeah. Obviously, the man was a total legend. Yeah. An innovator in the music business, yeah. Most definitely. Most famous for his discovery of who?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you remember?
Oh, who? I thought you were going to say
no, that. No. Who? He was the first guy to play the Undertones.
That's it, Teenage Kicks.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everybody had chucked in the bin, hadn't they?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, that's his favourite record, I think.
I think it was, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think it was. I never really listened to that much of him, to be honest.
No.
At that time, I think I was listening more to the actual albums of the band than, you know, a radio show that kind of showcased up and comings.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I never really did that much.
No.
And
Kenny Everett was an,
oh, yeah, totally.
An innovator. Mm. You know, he's a guy that would play around with sound effects.
Yeah.
Which was totally, you know, avant-garde at the time. You know, he pushed radio boundaries beyond recognition, and he was very
well. He broke Queen, didn't he?
Yeah, so
because he was the first guy that stuck his neck out, and played Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's right. Because it shouldn't have been released. It was a 6-minute single. How very dare they? Yeah,
you couldn't do that.
You can't have that on radio. 3 minutes, and that's your lot.
Yeah, I mean there's still a lot of restrictions like that, isn't it? Certainly when I had a record label, you know, you had issues like that to take on board when you recorded singles and what have you. If you went for radio play,
there
had to be a certain kind of time length, a bit odd really, because it does restrict the creativity of it big time. Stairway to Heaven and the likes wouldn't have even got a look.
Wouldn't have got airplay,
not at all.
No.
What stations do you listen to
nowadays,
any in particular?
Well, I know this sounds a bit off pat, but I do like Talk Sport. You know, I know that's not music.
Okay, what is that?
It's enlightening. Talking Sport.
Is that what it is?
What it is, yeah. Right. It talks about football and cricket and tennis and all the rest of it.
No music at all?
No music, no.
Just a bunch of having a rabbit about sports?
Yeah,
which
I do like. I like Classic FM.
Oh, okay.
That's an interesting listen. Radio 3 I quite like. Because of the stuff they play on that with their interruptions.
Okay, I haven't listened to Radio 3 for a long time.
Radio 4 is informative.
Is that the one with the plays on it? And
Radio 4 will have plays, yes. Yeah. It's basically current affairs and news and what have you.
Is that the one that air the Archers?
Yes, although I've never listened to the Archers.
Haven't you?
Never listened to the Archers.
That was something we did as youths, not in the real youth, probably smaller boys than that.
Yeah,
you know, but it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I do know a guy that's never missed an episode.
Wow.
Yeah, would you believe?
Poor, dear me. Yeah. Sounds a bit like Coronation Street to me, that does.
Are you into a bit of Coronation Street?
I'll have a bit of curry.
I don't mind a bit of Coronation Street.
A bit of EastEnders.
I haven't seen it for ages and ages, but... Yeah. No, I'd tune into it for a half hour of that.
Yeah, I would. All good. It's all good.
You
stuff.
Do Bellenders, do you?
I do Bellends.
Yeah.
I like a Bellend.
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm not adverse.
You're not adverse?
No.
Can't, you know, opportunities and all that.
Got to be done.
Got to be done, isn't it? Yeah. There's a joke there somewhere.
There is.
We're not even joking.
No. But you watch EastEnders?
Yeah, that as well.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have thought that, you.
I know, a lot of people say, oh, you're a teacher, what are you doing watching that sort of stuff? I tell you what, you learn more from programmes like that than you do in the classroom.
Yeah, that's I could well believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could well believe that.
You know, what do children want to know about the Corn Laws of 1815 when they got a bit of social realism going on?
Yeah. You know? About the Corn Laws of...
1815, Nick.
Right.
They're ingrained on my brain.
Really?
As a history teacher. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Tax, it was.
A tax?
On the production of corn.
Ah.
Yeah.
This country does tax very well,
doesn't
it?
We have a good history of it, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very good.
Is it?
Anyway,
yes.
It's been very enlightening, Chris.
It has, mate. Yeah.
To get your view on local radio and the state of it.
Mon pleasure.
And, you know, let's hope you can continue doing the Chris Moore Sunday show.
I hope so, Nick. I hope so. And who knows what might happen in the future, eh?
Well, you don't know, do you?
You don't know. You can't tell these things.
I mean, we've been talking... off mic, haven't we, really, about what we're likely to do here.
And bring some
new stuff to the Nick Elliott podcasts, you know, which would be quite interesting.
It will.
That's my Apple Watch, so just ignore that, yeah. It's telling me I've done something. Okay, technology. Yes. It's the way forward.
Anyway,
we're going to say bye-bye for this show, and we'll catch you again on the other side doing the next one. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Catch you in a bit.
Bye.